Welcome to this episode of Here's Something Good, a production of the Seneca Women Podcast Network and iHeartRadio. We are so grateful to our launch partners, founding partner P&G and Bank of America. Together, we're bringing you something good every day, and it wouldn't be possible without their support. Each day, we aspire to bring you the good news, the silver lining, the glass half full, because there is good happening in the world, everywhere, every day. We just need to look for it and share it. Here's something good for today. When the coronavirus started 10 weeks ago, the disruption to our lives seemed hard, but possibly doable. Not seeing our friends and family, changing our routines, working from home, we all thought we could muscle through. But in these last couple of weeks, it seems to be getting just a bit, shall we say, harder. And many of us are finding we're at the end of our rope and just want this whole thing to be over. And we're also finding ourselves wondering, where did my willpower go? How come I'm not able to cope? Turns out we're probably being too hard on ourselves. Our weariness to power through is perfectly normal and expected in these conditions. But here's some good news. There are actually easy ways to regain our determination and to reduce the fatigue and weariness that we're all feeling. We can actually get stronger by giving ourselves mental and physical breaks. Today, we're going to learn how to do that from psychiatrist Dr. Gail Saltz. So right now, about 40% of the population is under some form of lockdown. Shelter in place has been going on for more than 2 months, ever since the California Bay Area issued the first order on March 17th. With millions of people trying to live with disrupted routines while keeping their families safe and their kids educated, the pressure is certainly on. Outdoors, we have to wear our masks and keep our social distance. Indoors, we're supposed to wipe down everything we've touched, constantly wash our hands, do online aerobics to stay fit, and eat nothing, ideally, but healthful immune-boosting meals. It's a lot of pressure. We talked to Dr. Saltz, a clinical associate professor of psychiatry at New York Presbyterian Hospital, Weill Cornell Medical College, and a psychoanalyst with the New York Psychoanalytic Institute. Here's what she had to say.
Everybody has been making a lot of highly unusual behavioral changes that they don't want to, like social distancing, like wearing masks, being out of their normal work environment, which all affects your mood, but also takes a lot of willpower. Willpower, or the volitional choice to do something and exert the power to do that thing that you don't particularly want to do, takes effort. And that effort is actually using your brain. I think it's important for people to understand that their brain is getting a little tired of exerting all this effort to make all these changes. For example, to try to be cheery around the people that you're with when you're not feeling cheery. And you might be trying to push away your anxiety or push away your low mood because it's a bad feeling and you don't want to have to feel it. Well, actually, you're using your willpower there. So being honest with yourself and allowing yourself some space and some place to express the actual feelings that you have can actually take away from how much you're having to use your willpower to suppress it. So that could be literally being in a room with yourself and talking with yourself about how you're actually feeling and letting it out. People right now are stuck inside or feeling like they have to diet because they don't want to gain a bunch of weight while they're, you know, bunkered down at home. Saying to yourself out loud, I'm going to let myself have this cookie at this time. I'm looking forward to it. And that's what I'm going to do. So providing yourself little surprises, little treats for yourself, whatever you think of as something that would be upbeat and fun for yourself, and spreading it out over the course of a day or a week and looking forward to it as a surprise actually helps you store up willpower. Just understanding that it is getting harder because we do have to exert, and people are exerting willpower in all kinds of ways that they're not aware of now, to make such a big modification in our behaviors to live the way we're living right now. And the more that you can add in coping tools and expressing your emotions and being aware of what those emotions are, the less you have to exert that willpower all the time. And the more that you're aware that that's what's going on, and it's not just you're sinking into depression or something like that, the easier it will be for you.
That's great advice from Dr. Saltz. And what a relief to hear that we can actually build back our willpower by choosing to give ourselves a break. We just need to focus on exerting willpower on the things that really matter, and perhaps save our energy and not waste it on things that matter less in this moment. Just knowing that we don't have to show up strong all the time on everything can give us that extra boost to keep going. We can pick and choose when to use our willpower, and by being honest with ourselves and our emotions, we can actually strengthen our ability to do the things we have to do to get us through this crisis. So here's something good for today. Let's acknowledge that this is hard for all of us, and it's natural to be weary and fatigued at this moment. It's not your imagination. Constantly exercising willpower in this way takes real mental energy. But you can actually strengthen your willpower by acknowledging that you can't show up to all things equally. Instead, let's pick and choose what we spend our mental energy on, and let's try to recognize the good job we're all doing and reward ourselves when we can. So today, give yourself a break, talk things out with a friend, or write in your journal. And as Dr. Salt suggests, don't forget to give yourself that extra surprise or treat. It may just help us all get through. I love it when I see brands genuinely stepping up during times of need. P&G and its brands like Always, Oral-B, and Vicks are doing whatever they can to help our communities, and I couldn't be more proud to be a partner. They're distributing masks, hand sanitizer, and cleaning products to the communities who need it most. Tide Cleaners is giving free laundry services to healthcare workers, and Gillette and Olay are also providing shaving and skincare products to ensure their masks fit properly. Thank you, P&G, for stepping up as a force for good and donating millions to support our communities. Thank you for listening, and please share today's Something Good with others in your life. This is Kim Azzarelli, co-author of Fast Forward and co-founder of Seneca Women. To learn more about Seneca Women, go to senecawomen.com or download the Seneca Women app, free in the App Store. Here's Something Good is a production of the Seneca Women Podcast Network and iHeartRadio. Have a great day. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, check out the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.